Вариант 9. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушиваний у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1-4.
Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях с 1 по 4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись 2. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A.
Customer announcement. We have found a little girl, approximately 3 years old, who tells us her name is Sarah and that she is here with her daddy today. If you are with Sarah, please come to the nearest customer service desk.
Dialogue B.
What has happened? You have cuts and bruises all over.
I fell down while riding my bike.
I see. I'll see if there are any serious injuries or fractures. You'll have to go to have your x-ray done. It won't take you long.
Where is it?
Down the stairs on the ground floor, room 6.
Okay.
Then you will come back and I'll give you the prescription.
Do you think if anything is serious?
I don't think so. You should be more careful. A lapse of concentration leads to accidents.
I know, and it hurts.
Dialogue C.
How many times do I have to tell you, buckle up?
But you never do.
I'm a lot bigger than you are. The belt is too tight for me.
It's uncomfortable for me too, but why should you be comfortable if I can't?
Because I'm driving, and I'm your father, so I have to be responsible for the safety and the well-being of my passengers and my family as well.
That doesn't mean it's fair.
All right, I'll tell you what. From now on, we'll both fasten our seatbelts every time, okay?
Dialogue D.
Don't the discount stores do that too?
Sometimes, but if I have to take it back, I have to pay someone to move it. It's a lot easier to pay a little more at the beginning and save a lot of time and trouble later.
Is there any other reason?
Well, I think it's just easier for me to buy something if there is a fixed price. I'm always afraid that if I haggle, I'll get ripped off.
So how much extra do you think you'll have to pay?
They're having a big sale, so I should save about 25%.
Wow, that's great. Let's buy it just now. Where's the assistant?
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A.
Customer announcement. We have found a little girl, approximately 3 years old, who tells us her name is Sarah and that she is here with her daddy today. If you are with Sarah, please come to the nearest customer service desk.
Dialogue B.
What has happened? You have cuts and bruises all over.
I fell down while riding my bike.
I see. I'll see if there are any serious injuries or fractures. You'll have to go to have your x-ray done. It won't take you long.
Where is it?
Down the stairs on the ground floor, room 6.
Okay.
Then you will come back and I'll give you the prescription.
Do you think if anything is serious?
I don't think so. You should be more careful. A lapse of concentration leads to accidents.
I know, and it hurts.
Dialogue C.
How many times do I have to tell you, buckle up?
But you never do.
I'm a lot bigger than you are. The belt is too tight for me.
It's uncomfortable for me too, but why should you be comfortable if I can't?
Because I'm driving, and I'm your father, so I have to be responsible for the safety and the well-being of my passengers and my family as well.
That doesn't mean it's fair.
All right, I'll tell you what. From now on, we'll both fasten our seatbelts every time, okay?
Dialogue D.
Don't the discount stores do that too?
Sometimes, but if I have to take it back, I have to pay someone to move it. It's a lot easier to pay a little more at the beginning and save a lot of time and trouble later.
Is there any other reason?
Well, I think it's just easier for me to buy something if there is a fixed price. I'm always afraid that if I haggle, I'll get ripped off.
So how much extra do you think you'll have to pay?
They're having a big sale, so I should save about 25%.
Wow, that's great. Let's buy it just now. Where's the assistant?
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите к каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка 1-6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Now we are ready to start. Presenter.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about buildings. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A.
I am pleased you've asked me this question because I am fascinated by architecture. I love old buildings and think that in the past we used to create much more interesting buildings than we do today. I feel that architecture has actually taken a step backwards. Profit is the most important thing nowadays, so developers build buildings and quickly, as cheaply as possible, with no care for durability or aesthetics.
Speaker B. One of the most iconic buildings in the world for many years has been the Empire State Building in New York. The soaring Art Deco skyscraper was for decades the tallest structure on Earth, and it has featured in countless photographs, newsreels, and feature films. It stood as the world's tallest building for more than 40 years, from its completion in 1931 until construction of the World Trade Center's North Tower was completed in 1972.
Speaker C.
There are many ways in which people adapt their houses to make them more comfortable. For example, rather than moving house, many people extend their houses. This involves building an extension or maybe a loft conversion, which means that the loft space in the house is converted into an extra bedroom or office. Some people spend excessive amounts of money installing home entertainment systems.
Speaker D. The problem with many offices is that there is a lack of space. If space were no problem, then offices could include rest and relaxation areas for staff to use during breaks. There could be a gym which staff could use before and or after work. My personal preference would be a steam room and massage area so that when you are stressed, you can go and chill out there. I'm sure it would improve productivity.
Speaker E.
I actually think that there will be very few offices in the future. There is an increasing tendency for people to work at home. This saves companies vast amounts of money on things such as office space, electricity, heating, and so on, and I think there will be more such offices in the future. I personally do not think this is a good thing at all, as people become very isolated, and I feel there will be an increase in depression.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Presenter.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about buildings. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A.
I am pleased you've asked me this question because I am fascinated by architecture. I love old buildings and think that in the past we used to create much more interesting buildings than we do today. I feel that architecture has actually taken a step backwards. Profit is the most important thing nowadays, so developers build buildings and quickly, as cheaply as possible, with no care for durability or aesthetics.
Speaker B. One of the most iconic buildings in the world for many years has been the Empire State Building in New York. The soaring Art Deco skyscraper was for decades the tallest structure on Earth, and it has featured in countless photographs, newsreels, and feature films. It stood as the world's tallest building for more than 40 years, from its completion in 1931 until construction of the World Trade Center's North Tower was completed in 1972. Speaker C.
There are many ways in which people adapt their houses to make them more comfortable. For example, rather than moving house, many people extend their houses. This involves building an extension or maybe a loft conversion, which means that the loft space in the house is converted into an extra bedroom or office. Some people spend excessive amounts of money installing home entertainment systems.
Speaker D. The problem with many offices is that there is a lack of space. If space were no problem, then offices could include rest and relaxation areas for staff to use during breaks. There could be a gym which staff could use before and or after work. My personal preference would be a steam room and massage area so that when you are stressed, you can go and chill out there. I'm sure it would improve productivity. Speaker E.
I actually think that there will be very few offices in the future. There is an increasing tendency for people to work at home. This saves companies vast amounts of money on things such as office space, electricity, heating, and so on, and I think there will be more such offices in the future. I personally do not think this is a good thing at all, as people become very isolated, and I feel there will be an increase in depression.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. Задание 6-11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова без артиклей из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
So, Fred, tell me, how is it at Christmas? Who do you give gifts to?
Well, Anna, personally, I prefer to receive gifts. That's always funnier, yeah. Well, of course, we give gifts and we receive gifts.
Oh, yeah. So the gifts, how are they? Are they really expensive or...
Good question. Well, I don't know. It depends on who you are giving the gift to, and it also depends on, you know, how many gifts you have to buy.
Oh, so who exactly are you buying gifts for? Only the really people that are really close to you?
Well, yes. I would say that in my case, I have a large family.
How many are you?
We are 6 brothers and sisters, and plus my parents, and both my grandparents are still alive, and aunts and cousins, and so a very big family. And so what we do is we exchange gifts. So we buy a small gift, and then we play a small game where we exchange the gift amongst each other, so we don't have to buy gifts to everybody.
Oh, that's quite nice. So it won't get too expensive, right?
It won't, but personally, I like to buy gifts for my mother and my father, and especially for my grandmother and grandfather. It's very important, and so I enjoy doing the shopping for it. However, as for Christmas presents, our tradition to exchange them makes it really special and helps you to save money.
Oh, you do like shopping, don't you?
For Christmas, it's something different.
It's really difficult at Christmas, right? Usually the shops are really packed and there are so many people. It's really stressful, isn't it?
Yeah, but I like the stress. And you? What do you do at Christmas with gifts? You know, I'm thinking about, like, how much money do you spend on gifts? When do you go shopping for them? Who do you give them to?
Oh, yeah, you know, Fred, I think it depends on the person, right? But usually I like to give gifts that have, like, some personal meaning, you know? It doesn't really matter how much they cost. You know, maybe if you buy a really expensive present, you feel a little bit like, oh, this is too expensive, you know? So it's really nice to give maybe a picture in a frame or something like that. Mothers like that a lot.
Yeah, I think gifts to mothers are really important. So how much money would you say you spend on your gifts in general for Christmas?
I'm sure it's maybe hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds of dollars?
Yes, but you really think it depends on the person, you know. But one thing that I really dislike about Christmas is the shopping, you know.
You dislike the shopping, don't you?
Yes, I love shopping, you know, but during Christmas I really don't like it because I always tell myself I will start in November because no one will go shopping in November for Christmas presents.
I see.
But usually I end up going shopping on the 24th of December. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
So, Fred, tell me, how is it at Christmas? Who do you give gifts to?
Well, Anna, personally, I prefer to receive gifts. That's always funnier, yeah. Well, of course, we give gifts and we receive gifts.
Oh, yeah. So the gifts, how are they? Are they really expensive or...
Good question. Well, I don't know. It depends on who you are giving the gift to, and it also depends on, you know, how many gifts you have to buy.
Oh, so who exactly are you buying gifts for? Only the really people that are really close to you?
Well, yes. I would say that in my case, I have a large family.
How many are you?
We are 6 brothers and sisters, and plus my parents, and both my grandparents are still alive, and aunts and cousins, and so a very big family. And so what we do is we exchange gifts. So we buy a small gift, and then we play a small game where we exchange the gift amongst each other, so we don't have to buy gifts to everybody.
Oh, that's quite nice. So it won't get too expensive, right?
It won't, but personally, I like to buy gifts for my mother and my father, and especially for my grandmother and grandfather. It's very important. And so I enjoy doing the shopping for it. However, as for Christmas presents, our tradition to exchange them makes it really special and helps you to save money.
Oh, you do like shopping, don't you?
For Christmas, it's something different.
It's really difficult at Christmas, right? Usually the shops are really packed and there are so many people. It's really stressful, isn't it?
Yeah, but I like the stress. And you? What do you do at Christmas with gifts? You know, I'm thinking about like how much money do you spend on gifts? When do you go shopping for them? Who do you give them to?
Oh yeah, you know, Fred, I think it depends on the person, right? But usually I like to give gifts that have like some personal meaning, you know? It doesn't really matter how much they cost. You know, maybe if you buy a really expensive present, you feel a little bit like, oh, this is too expensive, you know? So it's really nice to give maybe a picture in a frame or something like that. Mothers like that a lot.
Yeah, I think gifts to mothers are really important. So how much money would you say you spend on your gifts in general for Christmas?
I'm sure it's maybe hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds of dollars?
Yes, but you really think it depends on the person, you know. But one thing that I really dislike about Christmas is the shopping, you know.
You dislike the shopping, don't you?
Yes, I love shopping, you know, but during Christmas I really don't like it because I always tell myself I will start in November because no one will go shopping in November for Christmas presents.
I see.
But usually I end up going shopping on the 24th of December. This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test. Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло.